Okay, so good to see everyone. And we'll start off with a guided meditation. And usually we don't say anything beforehand, but you know, I'll say a few words. It's just nice sometimes just to get away from your busy day to do a little bit of meditation. So it's a great way to start. It also gives me a chance to think about what I'm going to talk about. So I don't think my meditation will be peaceful. But anyways, it's always good to just switch off. Just give yourself a chance to switch off. And it's a way to learn how to let go of your life for the next 30 minutes. That's the kind of impetus, the momentum that you want to put into the meditation, is this idea of just letting things go, letting your life go, your daily life, you know, the responsibilities, who you think you are, you know, all those kinds of things. When we meditate, we're just trying to empty everything out so there's nothing inside. Okay, so we can start now. So you're just being mindful of the present moment without having any expectations, without wanting to have peace, but just developing that ability to be with this moment. Just by closing your eyes, you're doing something which calms the mind. Just by sitting still, you're doing something which also calms the mind. And the more you allow the present moment to be, the more pleasant the meditation is perceived. One starts to kind of feel or just know that this is, or it could be, a pleasant abiding. It's funny to think that you can find pleasure in meditation, but after some time, you may get to the point where meditation is a pleasurable experience. It's more of the nourishing type. So, when you meditate, you're just developing contentment. You're taking away the fault-finding mind. You're not fault-finding with the sounds that you hear coming from the streets, that motorbike just riding past. You're not fault-finding with how hard your seat is or your body could be a little bit achy or in a bit of discomfort. You're not complaining about those things. You know, if one thing, meditation teaches us not to complain, but instead it teaches us to learn how to accept and to be content with the surrounding noises or activity that could be going on. So we don't complain about the sound. We don't complain about the fan whirling around. We don't complain about anything. But we're just sitting here, just learning how to be at peace. doesn't matter what results you are getting. As a meditator, we try to let go of all craving, of all craving of what it would be like to have the deep meditations, or what it would be like to be able to watch our breath for 10 breaths, or what it would be like to be peaceful, to have a mind which is energetic, awake, all those kinds of things that you read about. We let go of. We don't crave for those things when we meditate. Those things will arise by themselves. There's no need to go out looking for them or craving for them. In fact, that craving is a disturbance to the mind. So instead, for us to experience those things that we want to experience, we look at it from a different way. We look at it from a way where we're just building moments of peace. Just imagine you're building a house of peace for your meditation. And it's a house that goes up one brick at a time. It's the same with the house of peace you're building. You're just building it by being in the present moment, one moment at a time. Just keep on doing that. You know, as builders, sometimes you have a break. That's fine. But you always go back to do the work so you can finish your job. So in the same way, sometimes when our minds get distracted, we become restless or we become sleepy. That's just like the builder taking a break. You still know how to build a house of peace. Once your break is over, you just continue to build that house of peace. So yes, that's the nature of the mind. It takes breaks from what it's supposed to do at hand in terms of the meditation practice. It takes breaks without you asking it to take a break. It just takes breaks whenever it wants to. It's not a very good employee, but it does. And that's the nature of the mind. And that, don't worry about that. No need to fault find with that. You can always come off break when you are mindful and just put your mind working on building moments of peace at a time. And you just do that and repeat it. And the beautiful things that happen in the mind will eventually arise by itself. So I'm going to end the meditation. It's a good time to just bring your mind to the reason why you're meditating, and just to know and feel that you meditate in order for you to just spend time in this present moment, in this posture, which is a calm and relaxing one. You know, this is why we meditate. This is how we meditate. Just spend a few moments to just gather yourself and just to feel the present moment, to know that this is the way we meditate. And I'm gonna ring the gong after a few moments. Okay, we can start the talk soon.